just call him Black Cat.
Yes, sir. Well, just those kind of things in general. Would you have a name for him?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. All right.
Well, some people call him a hoodoo or something like that. Or any of those words be familiar to you?
Or jinx or something like that?
Well, he called me jinx, maybe.
Yes, sir. Was that a word you'd use, though?
No, I heard of it.
Yes, sir. Well, what do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say he's a regular what?
Hard luck guy.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a child whose mother and father aren't married?
Well, a long time ago, they called him a bastard.
Yes, sir.
Now then, they call him, I don't know now, it's got about legal now. When I was a young man, that was a bad thing for a woman to do. When I was young.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you call a place where a dead person's taken to prepare him for burial?
Undertaker.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the box or the case that you put the corpse into for the burial?
Casket.
And what do you call the place where he's buried?
Grave.
Yes, sir. The whole area might be.
Grave, cemetery. Take him to the cemetery and dig him a grave.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the flowing water, the small in the river, that you said there was one over there and one over there?
Branch.
Yes, sir.
And one a little bigger we call it a creek.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the flat, grassy kind of country around the seacoast?
Call it the marshes.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a pair of straps you wear over the shoulders to support your trousers?
Suspenders.
Yes, sir. And what do you call unthickened gravy that you might make by adding water to the grease of a fried lean meat, especially ham, something like that? What kind of gravy would that be?
Just be thick gravy.
Yes. Well, it'd be not the thick kind. Just you might just add water to the.
What do they call that? Red eye gravy.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the liquid you burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Ironwood rumor.
Yes, sir. And what do you call an itching soreness between your toes?
That's athletic fruit.
Yes, sir. And what do you call homemade whiskey?
Shine.
Yes, sir. And what do you call cheap whiskey? They're not necessarily not homemade, but the kind you buy in a store, but a cheap whiskey.
Well, that's bonded whiskey.
Yes, sir. And what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy.
Now this section of my questions is about word patterns. You know, like some words change to show a change in time. Like I'd say, right now I see you, but I'd say yesterday I saw you. Mm-hmm. So the word, you know, see, changed from see to saw. And or I could say we go to church every Sunday, but we went to church last Sunday, and we have gone to church every Sunday. See, so it changed from go to went to have gone. Now, let's try this one. Like, think about the word sing. You'd say, has that song ever been
sung?
Yes, sir. Then I might say, I what the song yesterday?
Heard it.
Yeah, but using that same kind of word, like sing. If I did that to the song, I did what to it yesterday?
It would still be sung.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, let's try this. That's all right. Now, let's see. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might say, have the groceries been what yet?
Delivered.
Yes, sir. But talking about buying them, if your wife told you to go buy the groceries, when you came back, she might say, have the groceries been what yet?
Bought.
Yes, sir. And I might answer, or you might answer, yes, I what the groceries yesterday.